Today on A Science of the Moment, oops, what am I saying? I'm really brain dead today, Yael.
Well, since it's today's topic, I'll go ahead and bite. Don, are you sure you're brain dead and not just in a coma?
That's an excellent question, Yael, and people often get the two confused. The definition of brain death is that the entire brain has irreversibly lost all function. Everyone who dies ultimately dies of brain death, even if they didn't suffer a direct injury to the brain. For example, when people die from heart attacks, the real problem is that their brain isn't getting oxygen, which is why knowing CPR can make all the difference.
Okay, so what's the difference between brain death and coma? I mean, some people in comas need life support to breathe and regulate their heart rate and blood pressure because their brains have stopped doing their jobs and are irreversibly damaged.
True. But the main difference is that people who are in a coma haven't lost all brain function. That is, they still have some level of measurable brain activity, and their brains are still sending out electrical impulses in response to stimulus. For example, people in a coma may still have a gag reflex, but people suffering from brain death don't. And even those people who are in a really deep coma have enough brain voltage to show up on an EEG, a test so sensitive it can pick up the static electricity on clothes.
So, based on these definitions, Don, you're not brain dead or in a coma.
Nope. I'm just feeling a little slow.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's homes since 1979.
Today's program was prepared by Denise Brown with help from Bruce Martin in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.